We're back for the last time, Bad Girls Club, the series finale. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome to the Bad Girls Club.
AfterBuzz TV After Show. It's your boy DJ Jesse J. I'm back and I'm joined in studio by Miss Kristen Kelly.
It's it, guys. This is
She's here for the funeral, y'all.
This is it. I would like to gather everyone.
Yes,
our dearly beloved.
Today.
We are here to say goodbye.
You poured out a little liquor for our homies.
It was unintentional.
We just poured out a little liquor.
It was unintentional.
For our homies.
The Bad Girls Club.
Rest in peace.
17 seasons ago, it came into our homes and our hearts. Yeah. It was kicked off with one bad bitch.
Ripsy.
And it had Ripsy kicked it all the way off.
She ripped it off at the dock.
We had such legendary bad girls, such as Miss Tanisha.
Tanisha.
Miss Young can get no sleep.
Miss Natalie Nunn.
Miss Natalie Nunn.
I run LA.
Miss Kayla Carter.
Miss Kayla Carter.
Hey.
Crying in a wheelchair. Miss Kristen Kelly.
Kristen Kelly.
So many bad girls.
Shout out to Julie Ofcharsky. Shout out to our AfterBuzz bad girls.
Katia Washington.
Yeah.
Amber Mead.
Mm. Camilla Poindexter.
Oh, yeah. Camilla
yes.
Poindexter.
Oh, Camilla.
Oh. Jonica Blue.
Jonica Blue, yes.
And Alicia Simone.
Alicia
Simone.
My favorite bad girl of all times would have to be Ripsy.
Ripsy.
Who was your favorite bad girl of all times?
Honestly, I think it would have to be tied between you and Julie.
Aww.
Damn.
Really? I didn't know that.
Like, honestly, like, you, like, here's my thing.
I had no idea.
I can't believe the end of that did not show you, or did not have the clip of, I'm done!
Yeah,
like,
done.
When I saw that, I season,
or
like,
at least
you and
slapping
Leah.
Leah.
You and
like,
Leah
honestly,
were like,
I thought
shit.
The Leah slap would be
is like, is Oxygen mad at you? Like,
no,
what the
not that I know.
But now I thought they were mad at me. But then.
You know, I think there's just a lot of girls, so sometimes
are.
I think stuff stands out to us, but I mean, sometimes I feel like, why am I not there? But then I'm like, it's me, so maybe I'm just being, you know, biased to myself. But,
no,
hey.
Girl. Come on, y'all. Can y'all please admit Ooh. That I'm done should have been in the motherfucking...
Should've
you put
a
bleach on me! Like, one of those.
Chemical
been
warfare.
Bleach, or, yeah, chemical... Like,
chemical warfare, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Chemical
one
warfare.
Or the other. But let's go down. We got Sailor Ollie in the building.
Hey, y'all. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. I love y'all. I'm super happy to be here.
Did you say hey, Sailor y'all. Ollie?
Yeah. Yeah, that was
so
okay.
This,
okay,
ahead,
yeah, okay.
Because Sailor, and let me just set him up. I thought this was the most quietest little child of my life, and then I find out he a man, and he up in here.
No,
he a man.
Well, honestly, like real quick, I'll just say like
he's like I'm a star.
I used to review the show. Shout out to everyone who's like they didn't follow me, but just watched me throughout the year. Subscribe to me because I was like
shout out to all of my fans that got me
I
here
have,
to after
no no
after
I don't
Buzz.
I don't like to call my I don't have fans I have friends no but I really do owe a lot to this shitty show
yeah
because it's entertaining
it's not a shitty show
it's entertaining well. And like it really got me into social media it got me into just meeting people online it got me my internship here mm-hmm. got me like working here and working mm-hmm. with y'all and it means a lot to me like I never would have
really
yeah
we had
like
full convo and he told me everything and
bad
I was, it's so interesting
yeah Bad Girls Club is what got me into AfterBuzz it's what I found out about AfterBuzz through Bad Girls Club so like I appreciate so much and like it's an honor and privilege to be here with y'all. So.
Oh my god, did you
y'all,
think I was a hot man?
I was like, this
y'all.
Boy Jesse. Mm.
Because some of y'all fans, they be wanting. We got Miss Kayla Casey in the building.
Hey.
Yeah.
Let's F everybody.
What was it like for you two, I mean, to watch the final season? Was it like.
Hold on, real
well,
quick.
Y'all saw
wait,
me.
Real quick before we answer that, I'd just like to say that do you all know that there was no AfterBuzz? I mean, there was no Bad Girls Club on AfterBuzz until Jesse?
Oh, no. I literally came into AfterBuzz. They were doing 2-hour podcasts on Blog Talk Radio. And I said, wait a minute. Y'all ain't doing Bad Girls Club? Mm-hmm. And they
Preach.
Were like, what's Bad Girls Club? And I was like. So, for all y'all little mofos, I was like, mm-hmm. we need to do better. And I think if y'all really bring it back, like, the first panel was the most random pulled together people ever. It was me, Siobhan Hughes, Stephanie Bauer from Access Hollywood, and Melina Perez, who's like a WWE wrestler.
Oh my God, yes.
So random. Wow. And then we had like random people thrown in. Like, we had this older guy, Cam, like, but it just goes to show that all ages love BGC and you can get something from it. Well, you know, you got your ratchet, mm-hmm. but then we would have good discussions about it. Mm-hmm. And shout out to everyone who, you know, shout out to Kristen. Because this bitch this season, like, I couldn't. I really tried. I wanted to be here for y'all, but like, I needed a cleanse from reality TV. But you were the perfect person because you put in all the work, yeah. and you got these bitches up in here talking all the tea. And I wish I could have been right on that couch clocking some too, because I was hearing some people over here with different stories than what I was seeing on the television.
Mm-hmm, just to mm-hmm. have you back makes me, and honestly, it makes me want to cry just thinking about. Because when I came on, it was because of Jesse. And then I was on the panel because of Jesse. And I had so much fun because of Jesse. And then when Jesse left, it was like a bombshell hit me. Because I was like, wow. It's almost like I drove all the time, but I never knew where I was driving. Because Jesse was like always the one, you know, that was doing everything. So the first time I did the after show, like when I was the host, I was like, this is so much effing harder.
I remember
and
you
like,
hit me up
so after so dramatic. Like, I was like crying. I mean, I don't know if I was crying. I was crying inside because it's a lot of pressure and there's like a lot of things that you don't see and the fans, you know.
The fans. But we love fans. Y'all, so we make sure you hit you. That ringer. What's our you. Number? 424-256-1729. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Wait, hold on. But I cut off Kayla. You asked us how we felt. Kayla, you didn't get
How'd you feel about watching it? Because you got a little teary-eyed at the end.
Mm-hmm. I drew a blank right now.
Because you've seen yourself in the wheelchair, the clips, the final season.
Oh, yeah.
That was
I mean,
a lot for
you to see myself, the first clip, I didn't really care. But then the second clip... I started crying, y'all. I was like, because that memory for me was, like, really emotional. I was like, I'm not crazy, you know?
When's
like,
the last time you've watched your season?
A very...
You're like, last week.
Long. No, a very long. It's been a minute. Like, it takes a lot. My neighbors, when they found out who I was, like, they always would be like, let's watch it. Mm-hmm. And it took me forever, literally before I moved, finally, from Long Beach, like... Then I finally showed them, like, okay, look here, but I don't watch it. Like,
it's hard. Yeah. It's hard because, especially for us, it was so many years ago, but we also were a lot younger and crazier. It's hard to watch it because, I mean, I don't watch mine. And if you go on Cody, you can see all of the seasons, and it's hard because it's like...
I can't even look at, like, tweets I tweeted
yes,
2 years ago.
I
can't
know.
Imagine seeing myself,
and
like...
And just how, like, bad. Like, I got these horrible things, and, like, horrible.
Yeah, when you get those Facebook
what
memories.
What about that
Facebook?
I was
like,
just about to say that. I so, love that, yeah. though, because some
it's
of
like, cringeworthy.
I be
like,
talking shit, and I love some of the shit. I be, like, I love to see it come back.
Me.
Like, ooh,
not
I
me.
I still feel like that, too. Yes.
Sometimes. I had a fat stage, so I wasn't too proud of that. Okay. But we're going to get into it. All right, so make sure you guys call in. We're going to take your calls throughout the whole episode because this show really wouldn't be anything without y'all because y'all have, like, kept this you here, AfterBuzz, like, one of the top shows.
Yes. Cheers to that.
Yes.
Cheers.
Now, if you guys want some ratchetness elsewhere, you guys can check us out. Well, me out over at BHL. That's why we got these cut. Black Hollywood Live. We got a show called Reality Check. So make sure you guys check that out Sundays at 4 p.m. Boom. But let's talk about this fucking reunion because these bitches. Mm-hmm. Open it on okay. up. Call you on the line. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hey. Turn us down. But what's good? Where are you from? What's your name?
I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. Are you really from from Boston, or is it like...
Where are you from?
Because I always say I'm from Boston.
No, I'm Boston. 617. Oh. Been up Dorchester, Mass.
Dorchester.
I'm really Boston.
I'm Cape Cod, but I still got the 508.
I'm from Manchester by the Sea. So, 978.
All right, so we're going to start with this. So Susan versus Star Kiki, because, you know, that's my nickname for Kiki. Susan says Star Kiki want to be Tanisha so bad. I felt like if I was Tanisha, I would have been like, bitch, what you mean she want to be me? Are you saying that because we the two big girls on stage? Susan?
That's exactly what I think.
But what did you think about when Sayora came out to say, I'm single, it's my business if I want to sell my pussy?
Or suck a dick on the corner.
Right, yeah, it was something of that.
It was something on that nature.
What was your take on that?
I mean, I mean, yeah, just because she's single, I mean, you can still be a whore. I mean, I don't know. That was, like, weird that she would say that she's trying to justify the fact that she was with a married man. You know, like, saying that, you know, he was no longer with her and stuff like that. I think, like, I don't know, like when he called her out, I was just, like, Tanisha was just, like, surprised, and I think she was just trying so hard to defend herself. Like, I just don't get it, I just wish that her and, you know, Susan would work things out. You know, they could have been friends in the house.
Girl, but I know they couldn't. You know? They got too many issues. All right, who's your favorite on this season?
I would probably have to say Bree.
Yeah, she seemed like is she the fan favorite?
I think she is.
Do we know who the fan favorite is?
I think so now, yeah. Once she came into the house, I think so.
It started off as 7, because I heard so much about 7.
But she's the overrated fan favorite.
I want to love 7 so bad, but these last couple episodes, it was just like, girl... Stank Tisha, go back with Happa.
Yeah.
Which, funny story, I actually, when I first moved to LA, went to that same DJ school with DJ Happa. And I do Dash Radio right before DJ Happa. All right, and then out of all the Bad Girls Clubs, what was your favorite season and why?
I like season 15. My favorite girls were Jamie and Jasmine.
Yes!
The sister season.
Yes, I love them.
The twerk sisters.
The party. They didn't start any drama with anyone. That's what I think just being a bad girl is about. Just going there, just partying, doing your thing, not starting any drama, whatever. I love them.
Right. They were very cool. Yeah. They are cool. I love them.
All right, thanks for calling in.
I just want to say, I'm sorry real quick. I just want to say, you know, I love watching you guys every week. You know, I hope, I don't know what's going to happen to you guys after tonight, but, you know, good luck with everything.
The band's breaking
Thank
up.
Thank you.
No. I mean, you never know. Ollie thinks VH1's picking Bad Girls Club.
Yeah.
They better.
All right, but what's your Twitter handle?
Bye.
No. Did you just say she?
Nobody's got comment below. Twitter anymore.
It's all Instagram.
I feel like Twitter is so out.
All right, so Susan says she's not married anymore, and that her man has two wives or two girls outside of this. So he has a child with another woman, and he still has another chick.
Yeah, but he's Saudi Arabian from Africa, so that's like normal for their culture, which we shouldn't bash anyone else's culture.
I mean, I'm not bashing the culture. It was more her because that's not her culture.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I was like, okay, but then she's like, well, then I could have more than one man. Yes, but that's not your husband, because that's their culture, is it's your wife. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
And of course, they're not going to say that on the show. Like, they're not, it's so... It's they're trying to make it taboo, so they're not going to be like, oh yeah, he's Saudi Arabian, so it was very awkward for us as an audience to see that, but it was explained on the reunion.
What wasn't explained, or maybe I missed it, is then while they were talking about that, all of a sudden Keys went in the back with Erica Mena crying, and my thing is,
you talking about
what the hell was that? When Keys went back.
Little hip hop.
Remy Keys. Immediately started bursting out in tears.
Oh, yeah. She left the stage.
Yeah. And she was like, I haven't fought once. I'm doing good. I don't feel good, though.
She wants some recognition.
No. Is that
she really wants a pat on the back. Somebody needs to give this bitch a cookie and tell her to have a fucking seat. Seriously.
I thought she just needed to go take a shit or something. Like, she just needed to leave the stage real quick and, like, have a breather. No cameras, but, I mean, she went to go talk to Erica.
Let's take it.
Hello.
Hey,
I'm from Statesboro, Georgia.
So you sound very straight to be watching Bad Girls.
I know.
You're like, I just tuned up a car and then I came in, washed off my hands to watch the show.
Wait, so what's your name?
Quadre.
All right, Quadre. So what did you think of the season?
What I think of the season, I thought it was mediocre at most. I mean, I've seen better seasons. I think if it would have been a little bit longer, we could have got, like, a better character development. But, I mean, it was decent for what it was worth, I guess.
Who was your favorite kind of coming out of it?
At first, you know, I was just all the way Team 7 because, you know, I felt like from the beginning, she kind of gave that disposition, like, you know, yeah, I'm a bitch. But, you know, it out of everybody. I mean, I like Seven still, but I can give it a Brie as well. And Sayora, because Sayora was like level-headed the whole time. Mm-hmm. She was sweet.
Yeah, she just had drunk issues. But I mean, overall, Sayora kind of was.
Who doesn't?
But honestly, you're right about character development, because mm-hmm. one thing I really did want to hear about Sayora was more about, it made so much sense why she acted the way she did when we found out like her mother was calling her fat and whatever. Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
And we could have went somewhere with that if it had kind of came out earlier in the season. Mm-hmm. Okay, so out of all the seasons of Bad Girls, what was your favorite?
Okay, I'm going to give a definitive rank. All right, so third place would probably have to be smart. Season 5.
Oh, I love season 5. Thank you.
Kristen, especially, you know, Kat, she, she was everything. But
she still is everything. I love Kat. Kat is one of my favorite
people. Do y'all still keep in contact?
Yes. I talked to Kat.
Okay, that's dope.
I love Kat. She's an amazing human.
She was like a Hershey Kiss, but anyway, she,
she's so gorgeous.
Second place
but,
is probably season 7. And then first place is probably season 9. You know, I don't understand the epic sneak with Megan. You know, two piecing the two girls at the same time, and then Rima standing up to herself. Julie manipulating the whole house. I mean,
honestly, yeah, that actually was a really good season.
That was.
Julie's season was really. I hated Julie. Like,
me too.
I hated her. And that's why she's one of my favorite, because when I met her, I was like, bitch, I can't stand. I met her at the Federal here in North Hollywood, and I was like, girl, I can't stand you. You was a mess. Mm-hmm. And we sat there, we had a whole conversation. She spilled all the tea, and I was like, okay, Buna.
Just a shoe in. I think the worst season is probably season 11 because of all the jumping.
Which that was trash. That was with Sarah.
That was a bad
season. It was a great AfterBuzz season. I think that was just me and Julie that season. We were just.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was not.
Natalie Nunn blocked me that season. Like, it was just a great season.
Natalie, stop talking to me.
You getting blocked on the social media like that, man?
Yeah, because I said her book, she wrote a coloring book. All right, what's your Twitter handle or Instagram handle? Because I know KC checking it for
me. My Instagram handle is the Quadre Khalil, THEQUADRYKHALIL. I'm sorry, my name is Arabic, so I'm sorry. But yeah, that's my Twitter handle.
Wait, are you a track runner?
Are you Muslim? Like,
are you a track runner?
Oh, no. I didn't. My dad gave me the name. I'm living my own life, you know.
I'm living my own life. I love that.
All right, yeah,
my dad gave me the name, but I'm living my own life.
Boom. All right,
sounds like
for,
my cousin.
Thanks that, that's for a good quote. I like that.
Yes, thank
all right,
you.
So, Stir Kiki versus Susan, right? Now, Susan's going back and forth, and then Susan had the nerve to run up on Fran.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like Fran. Can't stand the bitch. But I'm just
like Fran.
No. Absolutely
I like
can't.
Her. I didn't really like her at the reunion, though.
You didn't like her?
No, I didn't like her at the reunion, but I liked her in the house.
I wanted to like her at first, but after the face smush and how long she held on to that, and then it was just kind of like, she gives me a poser. Like, she's just somebody now you're best friends with Brie, but you didn't want to have the conversation with Brie. Like, her and Brie really have never, we haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she came on here and talked about her and Brie having that conversation, but I'm just like, I don't know. She just kind of gives.
Well, from what Bree said, that they only. Wait, should I take off my veil? I had the veil on for dramatic effect.
I mean, I love it.
I love it.
It's giving me life. I don't know what it looks like on camera.
Unless it's bothering you.
No, what I was wondering is on camera, is it going to look like. Does it look good?
Looks good.
Oh, it looks good? Okay. Ooh. wait, what were we saying about. Who the hell were we talking about? Sorry.
Fran, why you like
you?
Okay, so Brie. You bitch. So Brie had said that they had only fought for 2 days. And after. I know. After those 2 days, that they were fine and it wasn't an issue, but that they had made it seem on the show
it had
drawn out. But the way that Brie described it was they like had gotten into a fight and then they were fine.
All right.
So,
well, even though she ran after Fran because she knew she could beat Fran.
Yeah. Or there could have been stuff said that we didn't see.
Yeah.
You know? Like, she could have just said, like, hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, we didn't see it, so I ain't talking about it.
Yeah. That was really interesting because she, like you said, she went after Fran.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? I'm doing the but at the same time, Fran was still talking mess throughout the whole conversation before the whole fight went down. So, like, I was kind of like, well. And then, of course, security rushes on stage. It was just a mess. So.
You have pen on your face.
And lick it, lick your thumb and wipe it off like a mom. Yeah. Go ahead. No, I'm talking to you.
So all right, funny. Honey.
God.
All right.
Yes. No, we're live here at After Buzz.
We've been drinking. I'm sorry.
It's a lot the last episode.
Give him a little mustache.
Dignity.
I don't know what she's talking about. I got water in my cup.
When this happened, so Susan runs up on Fran, Starkiki grabs, and I'm going to say Starkiki. Fuck. Out of fucking Susan's hair. Like, she gripped that shit. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised Susan didn't come out with a little ball patch.
She may have.
Tanisha had to pull him off, and then they pushed Starkiki to the side. She had to go back.
When that happened, I completely understand why. I mean, if your friend, if you're standing,
you understand why Kiki.
Yes, because she's bigger than her. She's bigger than Fran. Fran's not a fighter. I mean, Kiki's not really. Well, no,
you're supposed to be fighting me, bitch. Why are you fighting her?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of. It was hard to really tell because all the security. I mean, there was so many security that it looked like a pig pile at a football game. There was just. It was a ridiculous amount of security.
I agree.
So it was hard to really see what was happening. Like, I didn't even realize that Kiki was the one that had grabbed her.
Because
it
looked like it almost could have been Sayori too.
Yes, yeah. And they actually took off Sayori too. Like, they had her, and Sayori was like screaming. I don't know.
Let's take this caller.
If somebody was coming after my friend,
another one.
What's your name? Where are you from?
And another. Hey, it's Gino from Maryland.
Hey,
Gino.
Hey. All right, Gino. Did you see any jumping tonight on that reunion?
I didn't see any jumping. I saw people trying to help, pull people off of each other.
But the word jumping gets overused a lot this season, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's just because, you know, now people like to team up, especially after the sister season. Like, that's just what they do. They just team up, you know what I mean? So no matter what, they're going to just say it's jumping, even if if it happens one after the other, they know that both of them were going to come after them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite moment from tonight's episode, from the reunion?
All of Susan, basically. She definitely became my favorite after the reunion.
She's like,
I mean,
the star,
she became my favorite when she got kicked off, because that episode was like hilarious to me. But after that, I thought Bree was the baddest girl. But I think at the reunion, you know, Susan definitely outshined Bree.
I feel like Gino, you can be manipulated easy.
Right off this phone call right now.
Yeah.
Will you watch Gino?
Yeah, Gino. I feel like you can be
like an OG bad girl. You know what I mean? She's crazy like Christina from season 9.
No, Rima like Rex season.
She seems like the realest to me.
I
think that hug that Bree, when Bree tried to hug Kiara, I feel like that was fake.
When what? When Bree and Kiara at the end?
Yeah, when they hugged, I feel like that was fake.
What's going on?
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like also for Bree to be coming at Susan off of like some random thing on Twitter, I feel like that was lame.
No, okay, so let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
So, you know, my homie, Joey BGC Blogger. Wait, can we get Joey BGC Blogger on the fucking phone? Gino,
yes.
What's your Instagram?
The Gino Bino.
My Instagram is the Gino Bino.
Oh, I know you. Hey.
Yay.
Love you.
Well, bye, Gino.
Yeah,
thank
up?
You so much for calling.
Oh, by the way, the last time I talked to Jesse, he asked me if I had a project out or anything. I do have a song now. It's a Nicki Minaj diss track. Check it out. It's in my bio.
Oh, you're
I'm
that Gino.
Other gay rappers too.
You're that Gino. Okay, I did hear it actually.
Yeah, I'm dissing other gay rappers on the track too.
Ooh,
oh, all right.
Shady.
Wait, like who?
Big Dipper, I Love McConan, Leaf, and Caswell.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
I
don't know any of them.
All right, Gino, thank you for
but,
calling.
But, you know, they all pulled a Nicki Minaj and didn't want to respond to me, so, you know.
Boy.
Oh. Well, thank you so much for calling, Gino. Bye. Have a good night.
Right. Love
Bye.
You.
Love you.
All right, so Tanisha.
Okay, no, the text messages.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the text message situation was as followed. Susan said that she did not text, or not tweet, Bree. Bree says that Susan tweeted her a bunch of stuff, but then Susan kind of acted like Bree that there was no tweets at all, but then they did show some tweet evidence. But we don't know if it was actual real Twitter accounts or catfish. I mean, I've been catfished before. When I first started doing After Buzz, I was trying to get the girls to come, and I got catfished by two different pages that had a lot of people following them because they thought they were like legitimate. So it happens. So there, it definitely happens that there'll be accounts out there. They'll say, oh, I'm Sayora, but it's not Sayora.
Exactly.
But then maybe she doesn't have a page, so then so many people follow that page, and then it looks like it's legitimate. Mm-hmm. So.
All right, Joey BGC Blogger, if you're watching, call in right now and just send me a tweet. All right, so basically this is what we got. So Susan, allegedly, Susan tweets out, how are you a reality TV star when you were only casted as an extra? Brianna replied, bitch, shut up. I'm really getting sick of y'all dumb asses. Like, just shut your irrelevant square ass up, bitch. You were there for a week. Who are you? Look, if you want to talk shit, at least at me, stupid, scary ass. Susan who? Susan said, aw, boo, you mad because the shoe fit? Bree said, you sound stupid. And then Bree tweeted later, no peasantry, 2017, silly ho. Susan replied with, LOL, you need to stop it with that peasant shit. You the one butt naked on your hands and knees for a dollar. Then there was another tweet that was sent out where it was Sayora talking about, how can you judge someone for being a stripper? This is Sayora to Susan. How can you judge someone for being a stripper, but you told everyone how you were a stripper yourself? Hypocrite-ass people. Susan said, you better keep that same energy you kept in the house, old crybaby ass. You don't want this heat. Sayora said, ha ha ha. By who? You? You had plenty of chances, and you walked away like a pussy. Sayora said, hashtag do nothing. And then Bree came in with, y'all gonna be salty as fuck when y'all's favorites get beat the fuck up. So wait, was Susan a fan favorite at one point?
No, Susan was no one. And those didn't really sound like Susan. Like, those didn't sound like words.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like Susan and who she's pretending to be, and even the way that she's talking now at the reunion.
She looks
scared.
I'm sorry,
that,
I thought she was scared.
What did she say? That silly shit? Like, she don't talk like that, but now she's trying to act hard. So she's coming up with all these little slogans and sayings and shit that sound cool. To make it seem like she's something that she's completely not that. She ain't about that life.
She was like, really?
She's not about that life.
Well, more recently, there was a whole thing. I don't know if you guys know about Susan being in Vegas the other day.
No.
And then Brie.
Yeah,
you know, Brie and Kiki live in Vegas. Yeah. Yes. They're roommates, I guess. But then, like, they're like, I guess Brie found out about it. And she's like, oh, you know, Susan's in my city, you know, because Brie's from Las Vegas. And so Brie and Kiki start drinking. And they're like, we're going to go over and meet Susan at this party, because Susan's, I guess it's Susan's birthday or whatever, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but anyway, so they actually drive their asses, they're drinking and shit. I'm like, is it this serious? But anyways,
are they live streaming this or something?
They were like, I think it was on their story, but shout out to BGCT, because I follow BGCT, and they gave me all the tea, obviously. So they end up at this hotel, and Susan's nowhere to be seen, because she's with another previous bad girl.
What bad girl?
She's from the sister season, I believe.
She knew who.
But like, long story short,
BGCT, call in.
Yeah, please call in. Long story short, nothing happens. But I was like, damn, they drove all their ways to go fight Susan. But Susan, you know, nothing happened. But it kind of
drop it, ladies.
It kind of, yeah, because Susan's beefing on Twitter. So it kind of, and that's recently. That was really recently. So that kind of shows Susan's whole, like, well, if she's about that life, and she's kind of not. Who knows where the hell Susan went? I don't know where she went.
Honestly, I just felt like she was
Vegas
scared.
Is huge.
Like when Brie came on, Brie, I lived for your moment when you came on stage. She said, I was minding my own business. And then all of a sudden, Twitter, hi, I'm Brie. Like, I lived for that. I lived for that because have you ever just had a moment where it's like, bitch, I don't even know you. Mm-hmm. Like, hi, you want to talk all that shit? All that shit.
Agreed.
Hi, yes. And you just like, who? I don't know you.
Yeah.
Bitch, you know. You watch the show.
That part, bitch. Ooh, sorry. I just had a flash right now, bitch.
Because
that
my
part.
Thing is like, I liked Susan on the show. What made me not like Susan was this reunion. Like, own it. Be like, yes, I did talk that shit, bitch, because I watched you on the show and you a fucking skank. That's what I want you to say, Susan.
That is why because I kind of felt like maybe this was not real, you know, maybe this was
between
not real
Brie
Twitter
and
stuff. Maybe this was fake. But then when Brie came out and Susan was quiet, Susan didn't say, oh, I didn't talk about you, that was a fake account, or anything. She didn't say anything. She was just like, what did she say? She said something. Maybe
I don't know you.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know you. But she didn't say anything about the Twitter beef, so clearly Brie took it more seriously.
Can we also talk about how quiet that entire coach got when Brie came out? I mean, Seven was like,
dude, Brie's got some hands on her. If I was in a bar fight, I would want her on my side.
I loved her pink Tims.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
She looks cute.
With the double bruise.
The
try me, bitch.
I love
try
her.
Me. Mm-hmm. What's it called? The only thing before that was that I couldn't, because, you know, Tanisha always got to do some stupid fat food joke, and then she threw it off on Starkiki with the fucking
cupcakes.
Sprinkles cupcakes.
Oh, I thought they were donuts.
Those are delicious.
Those were sprinkles. Oh, my God. I was like, yes. Was so
like, it made me want to be a fat bitch so bad. Like, drive down to the Grove and get me some.
Right?
Oh, do they have them at the Grove now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is that like, you know, I used to live near the Grove, so now I never go there.
Yep, they have it. And then they have one of those machines.
In downtown LA, right? Yeah.
By the Target.
I used to, like, go there at 2 in the morning. That line will still be long. Yep. People be getting out the club, like, worried about cupcakes at 2 a.m.
Sure will.
Sprinkles is the truth, y'all. Yep. Shout out to Sprinkles.
Shout out to Sprinkles. All right, so Key puts her hoodie on, and she's like, ain't no one gonna run up on me. Keys was scared.
I'm looking like a damn man.
Because if you, I'm sorry, but if you put in all this on, like, you nervous. Like, if you in defense mode, you, honey. Otherwise,
I mean, that was
just
some smart shit, though. I wish I did that at my reunion, because I got a hair pulled out. Dude, Sarah from season 11, she got hair pulled out, and then I watched a YouTube video she did, and she said that the hair was still growing in, because they pulled out her real hair, like, at the root.
Well, that's what I wondered, too, with, what's Brie, because remember when Key pulled her hair?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, and that was a lot, and Key was in the bedroom like...
Oh,
the last
that could have been her, like, sewing, though.
I think that was extensions, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Could have been.
Because, I mean, Brie never talked about it, but...
Yeah, she was like, she pulled this shit from
bleach
the roots.
Bleach blonde hair, it's, like, so... You'd be so gentle. Yeah. Like, I can just imagine, like, But, I mean, I had extensions pulled out. Probably a little bit of real hair, but... Dude, Sarah from season 11... She was season 11, right?
Yeah.
She got, like, real hair ripped out. That,
I love Sarah. I'm sorry. I love Sarah
shit
so much.
Hurt my soul to see. I was like... I've never met her. But I'm sure she's wonderful. I've, like, left messages, like, on, like, her YouTube videos.
No, she... I mean...
I've never met her.
She was nice. I met her backstage at a reunion. I interviewed her. And she didn't like me because that season, me and Julie had been going back and forth.
She seems like such a sweet girl. It's like, people are... You know, people always want to put everybody against each other. Mm-hmm. And be like, oh, this person hates you.
Well, and a lot of me and Sarah's beef... A lot... It's funny that they talked about on the show, but a lot of the beef between bad girls comes from the fans.
Yeah.
Oh, totally, totally.
And they would be like, oh, Jesse said this about you. And I was like, I didn't say that. Julie said that. So, but if they're going to be the same person, then I guess you can say that. And now Sarah going to feel some sort of way about me now. That's fine. And you know
what
I mean?
It's like, why are you doing that? Sarah could have been on AfterBuzz. Like, what the hell?
But then it
I invited her on AfterBuzz like 2 or 3 seasons ago.
Mm-hmm. She got her own little...
She's all the way in Georgia, right?
Yeah, no, I asked her. I said, if you ever come... to LA, like, come on. So I invited her. Color. People were like, Kristen doesn't want Sarah on there. I'm like, no, I invited her.
And it's funny because me and her squashed everything that exact day, and then someone said something on Twitter, and then she had a funny remark, and bitch, don't come for
damn.
Me because I will
damn it.
I will get a refund. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's take that caller. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Charlotte. I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Yes, Boston.
Massachusetts.
AMA.
All
right, so what did you think about all this whole glorifying of strippers tonight? I mean, I just feel like, where are we in life that... I mean, I was just confused by Susan's, like, whole peasantry comment where she was like, bitch, just because you're a stripper, that don't make you better than... When, who, is that like a thing? Is that what strippers do? They think that because they strip that they're better? I never have heard that. I thought most people who strip feel like, I don't want people to know that I do this because...
Not in today's age.
Yeah, I've heard of the stripper mentality. Like, on my season, Brandy was a stripper at one point.
That bitch
and when
crazy.
We were at our photo shoot, she started screaming at one of the assistants about, like, my lip gloss, I need more lip gloss. And Kat was like, don't scream at her, like, because you're a stripper, you think that you have, like, some kind of rights. And Kat was actually educating me on the fact that a lot of strippers think that they're better than other people, and they think that they're, like, they're held at a higher regard. So she said that there's, like, a stripper mentality.
Okay, well, we can't even have this conversation because I don't know where to go from there. All right, girl, so what was your favorite?
I was just saying maybe she felt like she's better.
No, I know what she was saying. I'm just saying, like, as an adult, like, I don't...
But I met Brie Bruce on the show, and she didn't seem like she had that, you know...
No, Brie,
like,
I don't get
like
that
I'm better
at all
than,
from
like,
Brie.
Like, that I'm better than you kind of thing. Like, Brie seemed super down to earth.
Yeah. All right, girl, so who's your favorite from this season?
My preseason favorite was Fran. I really liked her. Like, she seemed, you know, level-headed, quiet. She wasn't into any drama, but, you know, once the season went on, I kind of changed my mind. If I had to pick a favorite, it would probably be Bree.
No, she definitely is the favorite.
Just for, like, the seasons that you said.
What was the one moment for you where it was kind of like you looked at Fran like, okay, girl, bye?
I think it was just a reunion. Oh. Like, she just seemed, like, really, like, hyped up and, like, the smirks. She just kept doing these little smirks and everything. And I think just because security was there that, you know, I feel like she could just run her mouth.
I know what you mean,
like,
because
really quiet.
That's how I kind of felt, because Jesse was saying that he didn't like Fran, and I was like, I loved Fran during the show, but then at the reunion, I feel like the reunion sometimes does something to people, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, because they get you guys drunk, like, for hours before.
They get you drunk hours before, and, you know, they want everybody to be, like, crazy and messy, but I feel like they do, reunions kind of make some people just act different, you know? Because, like, maybe some people, I feel like they reflect. You know, like, they've seen the show, and then they reflect
on... So they have
some
time.
Yeah, they, like, reflect on it, and they're like, oh, I want to come back and talk about it. But then other people, I think they, like, watch it, and they're like, I want to come out and now prove myself. Like, maybe Susan wanted to prove herself. But I feel like Fran was different. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think, Kayla? Do you think she was different?
Fran definitely had more attitude, I mean, at the reunion, and I feel like it's because she knew it was a reunion, and that was it, so...
I just felt like she had drunk... mood
drunk power
like,
drunk power
fuck you yeah, she's very loud,
like, what are y'all very doing like,
yeah,
get
she
this
was.
Bitch off the stage
yeah.
I can't
and instead they do that to who
Star
you call
Kiki.
Star Kiki
they said Star Kiki
Star Kiki
you what
no I thought it was interesting too because it seemed like or it could be just editing but like in the house Kiki always went hard for her. She was always fighting for her. But, like, whenever Kiki got into a fight, Fran was just sitting there, not doing anything.
Speak on it.
And maybe it was just, like, editing that just made it look that way. But, no. Just, like, you know.
I think for that.
Because Fran is not a fighter. Fran fights when she feels pushed into a corner.
Yeah.
And she feels like she has to. That's why.
When her first fight was on the show.
When you spit in Fran's face, she's going to, like.
Wipe it off and be like,
why would you do that? She MMA'd, like, what's her name? DeShayla?
Nisha? Nisha?
Nisha?
What else? all right, so, all right, what's your Twitter handle and Instagram? Or Instagram?
My Instagram is Sharla, Sharla, _Yvette, Yvette.
What's a beautiful name.
Thanks for calling in.
Charlotte,
thank
Yvette.
You.
Ooh, that's gorgeous.
You have some
you
money
so
over in Massachusetts.
I know. Charlotte, Yvette. Ooh.
And even if you don't, your name sound rich. All right. What, what did you guys think about this whole Keys versus Bree thing? Keys seems to feel that it was equal. Like, she was like, well, you ran up on me, so I ran up on you. Does anyone here think that Bree ever ran up on Key?
Nope.
No.
You know what's interesting to me is that Seven said they jumped her. Like, when Seven went backstage.
I can't with Seven. I love Seven, and that's what
you're saying. She's like, she was shaking like she was coming off it like heroin. She was shaking backstage. Like, she was the angriest that she'd ever been about anything. And then she was like, they jumped her.
No, they didn't.
Because Susan attacked Fran when Kiki was really going after Susan. So, like, and then, like, I guess Kiki snatched. That's what, like, Kiki snatched Susan, right?
And so, Susan attacked Fran. So,
yeah.
Kiki grabbed
Fran fell. Fran didn't do anything.
Nothing. So, Kiki grabbed Susan's hair, pulled her to her. Actually, Susan, she pulled her on top of her. So, Susan's now on top of Kiki. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, bitch, you were supposed to fight me, and you're over here trying to fight this bitch.
Exactly.
So, no, come over here and fight me. You're grabbing my hair, I'm grabbing your hair.
It was a mess.
You know, sometimes,
like,
I don't know, I feel like in some situations, yes, that was, like, head-on, but I feel like, because with my season and Kat, sorry, like, bring up my season, but on my season, Kat snatched Erica, because I wasn't looking, I was fixing my dress, and Erica attacked me, and Kat snatched Erica, and she even said, like, I'm gonna snatch for my friend if somebody comes after my friend. Was she snatching her from coming after her friend, or was it just that Kiki was in that position?
No, I think it was Kiki one, like, because right after she said, why is she going after this bitch and not coming after me? One, I think it was part of that. And then two, it was like, oh no, bitch, I still want to get you. Like, come over here. Don't fight her. Fight me. Like, because it makes no sense. Why are you running on friend? Yeah.
So that's why I didn't see it as jumping.
No. Okay. But yeah, so now let's go to the episodes, you guys.
Snatching,
so,
yes.
Yeah.
The first jumping, fight no. that Bree, that Key felt...
sorry.
Bree jumped her was in the hotel room. I'm sorry, Key, but you were in this bitch's face. And I feel like Bree was trying everything in her power. Like, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Oh. Back away from me. And you put your hands on her... Bitch, put your hands on someone's throat and see what the fuck happens to you. It'll be way worse than
that. I love when like, Bree stood up and Bree was like, so I snuck her?
Yeah.
I snuck her?
And Seven was quiet. Real quiet. And that's what I'm saying. Like, Seven, you're smarter than this. Like, I don't understand. You really could have been the fan favorite in this. You could have just been popping throughout the entire show. And I don't know what it was or who irritated
it was
you.
It was her personality. Like, Seven is like, she was a beautiful girl in the beginning, and she was fun in the beginning.
She's still beautiful.
But if you don't have a good personality, it doesn't matter how beautiful you are. It doesn't matter, like, you're not going to be a fan favorite because people are going to see past that. Mm-hmm. And I love Sayora, and I'm not saying anything bad about Sayora. But Sayora is a beautiful girl, but she's not like a fighter, bad girl, kind of like star of the show.
She'll protect herself.
Kind of
she
like
has.
Bree is, you know? Like, Bree's an all-around good character. Yeah. That's why I think Bree was the fan favorite and was like really the number one.
She gives me kind of Rocky tea.
Yeah.
Like, there's something about her, like, she came in late,
around.
But she still, like,
all
stood
around.
Up for herself every time. She'll take a hit if she has to, and then she'll be like,
she knows when she's wrong. She knows when she needs to, you know, apologize. Like, for me, I feel like Bree was my favorite for this season because she was all around.
Mm-hmm. She was consistent.
I think for me, Seven, where it first started bothering me was when she would get irritated. Like, these bitches are fake. Like, they was just talking shit about you live in a house with seven girls. Mm-hmm. You have to be grown and at some sort mend something. You just gonna sit over here with Bitter Girl and do what? Y'all gonna go on tour? No. And let's not sit up here because I wasn't here, so I'm just gonna say it. Don't act like Vegas was really y'all because y'all ain't booking that for real. You booked it because Bad Girls Club didn't want to travel you guys outside of the United States, and so they said we'll give you a penthouse at the Golden at the Golden Nugget at that, and we're gonna put you at the Embassy Suites to perform, girl.
But
bye.
You know what?
Like,
But that was a hot performance.
No, it was. And don't get twisted. It was everything. But don't sit up here like, y'all did that. Like, y'all booked it. This is y'all are here because of us. No, y'all are here because of Bad Girls Club. You're up there because you were scared to DJ and Happa had to come out there and help you.
Did you hear him when he said to her, like, oh, just press A and continue on?
I can't believe they kept that on.
Right?
DJ, when she was like, oh, no, I don't need a laptop. I'm just going to use the USB.
Yes! Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But I get it. If you're a new DJ, like, I get it. Like, if you've never DJed before.
I talked about this. I talked about it with my friend Sophia. My friend DJ Sophia Lynn is like, the billboards all over town with the boots, the girl with the boots, the work boots warehouse? That's my friend. That's DJ Sophia Lynn. Okay. I went a little tour with her. She's, like, fucking amazing, but she really works. She's a real DJ. And when they said that press A, and that's all you have to do, I was like, Oh my God.
Horrified.
Play that iTunes.
But I said that on AfterBuzz, and so many fans attacked me. They were like, oh, Kristen's so, like, sour, and she's coming at 7. I'm like,
no, that's really true. I went to the same fucking DJ school. Like, what are you pressing A for? There's no A on... Well, there is, but that just means you just pressing... Instead of A, you pressing play.
Mm-hmm.
You forgot the P, L, and the Y. Caller 5. All right, caller, what's your name? Are they on?
Five-ish men.
Hello?
Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Bobby. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Hey.
Oh, hey, Bobby. All right. What are you thinking about Keys? She's sticking up for Susan now. She feels like everyone's coming for Susan. Did people have right to have conversation with Susan?
I don't really watch people like that. I just wanted to call and say, hey, to Chris Fan, because she's my favorite girl. I love her. Like, that was my first season ever.
Bitch, I love you. I love you just that you said that. I was like,
oh, my God. You and Kat and Morgan is, like, my favorite. Y'all just got me nothing better.
Aw, thank you. I appreciate that so much.
Hey.
But that's all I wanted to say.
All right, Bobby.
Well, thank you.
What's
thank
your
you so
Instagram?
I don't have an Instagram, but I have a Snapchat. It's King_B_Zone.
Bitch, right. you snapped me, right?
Yeah, I think so. One time.
One time. He's like scared. He's like, I think so.
Like, yes, every morning. All right, thanks for calling in, Bobby.
Love you.
Okay. Bye.
All right, Susan.
No, because I'm like all about Snapchat. I always respond to everybody. I'm very in on that.
That's good.
Unless it's your dick.
Yeah, like, I can't like, with that. Someone literally sent me a video of, like, it was, like,
that's right.
239, like, you know how it, like, it shows the
yes,
minutes?
Yes, of them jerking off.
An entire video, I'm like.
It's not.
That's not cute in any way, shape, or form. Like, if I'm not, you know what I mean?
If I am not already into you as a human being, I'm not going to be into your dick.
Like, if I'm
just your dick isn't going to make me, like, okay, let's do this.
Right.
Give me your address.
I'm just confused because, like, if I go to, you know what I mean, Redbox and I rent, like, the Land Before Time and I think I'm going to put the tape in and I'm going to watch Land Before Time and all of a sudden it's your dick. Like, you know what I'm
saying? I want to see Littlefoot, not Little Dick. Like, shit.
I named one of my dogs Littlefoot.
What about when Susan said, I don't know you? And Susan was like, I don't know you. And she was screaming.
Yes, you do.
And then.
I don't believe it.
And Susan said, I stopped fighting strippers a long time ago.
But that's just really interesting that, like,
your tits are out and they have to blur them.
And
that you're talking
she
about.
Wasn't she a past stripper herself?
Yeah.
Like, but I just think this is all about, like, slut shaming. And I don't.
Slut shaming,
I just don't agree with it. Like, I don't agree with slut shaming at all. Like, it's not your body, so what's your problem? What's the problem? Mm-hmm. If it's not your body, it's her body. So why? What's?
Well, it's just like the fact is like, why is that like the attack when?
Yeah, there's bigger arguments to make.
Right,
other
like because on
stripping.
Twitter, if you don't like her, tell her why you don't like her. It isn't because she's a stripper. I'm sure that's not the reason that you said that she's irrelevant. So I'm just curious, Susan, but you didn't have nothing to say because you were what? Bitter at home, eating hot Cheetos with that flabby ass girl in the back with them fucking, sorry. I just can't because it just irritates me because it's like when these girls, you can be so much better than this. And it's just like Susan could have been, like, I liked her on the show. And when she got kicked off, I was here for it. This reunion, though, it was just like, for what?
And honestly, like, I was, like, here for her when she, like, dragged Kiki. Remember when she, like, threw her on
the
ground? I was like, oh, Susan, go for it. But, yeah, it was really interesting as well when they didn't even show the tweets for Susan.
The tweets that they did show made no
sense.
Yeah,
it was
sense.
Like, what?
I know, those weren't even
it was trying
bad.
To. I feel like they were trying to save face for Susan.
But for what?
Yeah. Because, like, she probably took down those tweets. So by the time that the, you know, Agro Club editors like went to go grab them and get some screenshots.
Yeah, but these producers talk to the BGCTs and all them. Like, they be feeding them stories.
Know.
Oh, they do.
I don't know.
Y'all producers know which ones you are.
I feel like they really made Susan the star of the reunion. And it was weird to me because Susan really
wasn't
even.
I felt Brie was the star.
Well, I think Brie was the star of the season. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the reunion, they played focus so much to Susan. Like, what the hell? Like, it was just, it was weird because Susan really wasn't even in the show that much.
But is that kind of why? Because even though she was only in two episodes, we remember that there was a lot of untied drama from her.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the season was the same girls. Like, so we already kind of know the Key versus the Fran and, you know, the
Key
seven
versus everyone.
The, like, we kind of, like, it's almost kind of at this point.
Yeah,
you know,
I gotta
I
say, shocker for me is that Key wasn't beat the fuck up. Sorry. But Key wasn't beat up. Like, the fact that Key was not beat up is shocking to me.
Yeah.
Because she ran her mouth the whole season. She was in everyone's face the whole season. She was like, I would think, before watching the reunions, that she would be the person that everybody would come hard at.
Yeah.
I agree. Like, they would have all talked about, like, the bitch want to talk about jumping? Let's do it.
Nobody came at her.
Nope. But then Brie was like, I don't have a problem with you, Key. Yet, Key was the one who, like, ran up on Brie. So I was really surprised at Brie, but I mean, you did the interview with her, right?
Yeah, and she said that Sayora had in a group message sent all of them saying, I'm surprised that you didn't come at that. Sayora said to Brie, I'm surprised that you didn't come at Key because of her, you know, attacking me throughout the season.
Oh, yeah.
But she also said that she had talked to her beforehand and that she was fine, that they had no beef because there was no Twitter beef, there was no online beef. It was kind of like what had happened.
But now there is.
But you think now that there's...
Oh, yeah.
With who?
Well, with Brie and Key.
Tell.
Because
keep up with Bad
Girl Tea. Because of BGCT. Like, they're going back and forth, like...
I think I'm blocked on there because I've never seen anything.
Long story short, it's like, oh, if you had a problem with me, you should have done it at the reunion. and they didn't, obviously they didn't do it at the reunion, so now they're just going back and forth on Twitter.
Okay,
so.
Stop it. Like, it's the show's done.
Yeah.
Literally, so. It's
I'm
done.
I'm sad that Bad Girls Club is done.
I mean, honestly, and to the producers, like, this was the wackest, one of the wackest reunions. Like, I mean, first of all, shout out to Tanisha, because she looks amazing.
She
I think
did
Tanisha
look really
like
good.
I love the hair because some years when she'd be doing like the black and the green under, like I'm like
she looks really good. And you know what, I gotta say for Tanisha, she did such an amazing job at hosting.
Yeah,
because
this
that
was her good best hosting.
That
too.
Was this was the best hosting I have ever seen her do, and that was one of the critiques I had last season. And everyone like attacked me about because I said you know she should have like wrangled the girls better. I think they did a great job at handling the girls. Everybody having time to talk. I thought it was a really. It was a really good reunion in that aspect. I just feel like the girls were kind of boring.
That, yeah. And I gotta say, even though I can't stand her, Erica Mena, I was actually shocked.
She looked great.
She looked great. I was actually shocked at her composure in keeping the girls kind of like her advice to the
girls.
Why
don't you don't like her?
Love, I do the Love and Hip Hop after show. And
oh.
Well, crazy. It's also her not, it's not her show. So she's like, oh, I don't have a script to follow. Like, I can just be professional for one.
Right.
Do you think they follow a script?
Love and Hip Hop.
Like, sure. Love and Hip Hop. Well, not a script, but like, it's so overproduced. It's like, walk there. She's going to jump you. React to that.
I have never watched Love and Hip Hop.
Don't get started.
Wait, did a girl... Is that where Nikki Baby is from? Okay, I saw, like, one clip my friend showed me where somebody came at Nikki Baby and then she... The other girl, like, threw up on herself, like, threw up champagne or something. Mm. And my friend was, like, couldn't stop laughing about it.
Yeah, no, that was, that was actually a good episode. That was
that's, like, the only clip or part of Sam.
Then, all of a sudden, so they sent Star Kiki home... Seven wants to fight Bree.
I was sad they sent Kiki home.
I was too, because honestly, you should have just let that girl right on the stage.
It was weird. It was like, Kiki's not a threat to anybody.
I know. Mm-hmm. That was weird.
It was Susan who attacked them, so.
Yeah, and then Key and Bree squashed and hugged it out. Mm-hmm. And so there is no predictions because it's over. But what did you guys think of that final montage?
I wish I was in it a little bit more. I hate to say that and sound vain, but.
Versus the fan just falling.
I kind of, yeah, it was like a fan falling in my head, and it's like, hey. And then every blonde girl, I'm like, oh, is that? Oh.
But you got to see Ripsy.
You know, I did get to see Ripsy, and like Ripsy is my favorite. And if there's any bad girl I would love to meet in the future, it would be Ripsy because she is such an she was such an amazing character, and I feel like everyone kind of forgot about Ripsy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was forgotten about.
Ripsy, if you're out there, hit her up.
Hit me up. I would love to interview you for my YouTube channel, which I will leave a link to below.
Hey. All right, so for the final question I'm going to ask you guys is, is BGC fully done? Does it need to be done? Or can it be revamped somehow? And do you think that they will? That was a lot of questions, but that's
okay, I'll go. Do I think it's done? I do think it's done. And I have been emotionally put through so much because of the ending of this that I kind of hope it is done because I feel like if it was not done, it'd be like a breakup that's like, we're broken up. No, we're together again. We're broke. No, we're together. Could it come back? I do think it could come back, like, on another channel. And what was... Any other questions?
Like, on a revamp? Like, would they have to revamp it? Or they could just bring Bad Girls Club, like...
I feel like it does need a revamp. Mm-hmm. Because this last season was depressing. Like, it wasn't in a nice... It wasn't in a nice place. There was no big pool. It wasn't, like, a bright... You know, honestly...
It seemed more like the real world.
It kind did. Of. Yeah. That's what I said on the first... Sorry, scratched you. That's what I said on the first episode. It's like it was seemed very real world. It was like, oh, we're in this loft, you know, and let's talk. Like it wasn't the bad girl vibe.
Yeah,
I don't know. I feel like they were running low in the moolah.
I just think the fan base is way too strong for it to let that kind of a show go so soon. You know, so if you fans keep tweeting, keep fighting for the show to come back on VH1, Bravo, whatever.
Kayla.
Oh, I don't think it's over. I mean, Bad Girls Club has been basically a monument of dysfunctional bitches. It is a huge dysfunctional family. So what better way than to keep us in this dysfunctional ass relationship and break up and get back together. And to make us think that it's over.
Like it's over. Farewell.
Yeah.
Well,
but for now.
For now. So
that
I
is
totally,
what they said too, yeah.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I totally don't think it's the end of Bad Girls. See on another network, that would be cool.
Because
well,
Oxygen
I guess,
said they're
you know?
Gone. Oxygen said
well, Oxygen wants to become like a crime network
yeah.
or something.
Like a female-driven crime network.
I can't.
Yeah, it's basically going back to what it was before Bad Girls Club turned the network out. Yeah. Like, because that's what it was back in the day. All it was like a little, I guess, updated Lifetime kind of, you know? But, I mean, I would love to see Bad Girls go back to the original roots and get back to really trying to help these girls, because that's what a lot of the original girls from the very first seasons, what we came on the show for. Like, I watched the show because I saw these girls that were troubled, had issues, and I could see so much that we had in common. So I wanted to be on the show because I thought that it would help me better myself and change my attitude and maybe see things differently. And it didn't really do that for me. So I would like to reflect back on it. Yeah, it was a lot of self-reflection afterwards once I saw myself. And I think more of my, I guess, reconstruction happened after. It really had nothing to do with Bad Girls. It happened with how I dealt with the afterlife of Bad Girls and getting back into the real world and regular life. So
it is hard. No, it's like, it's totally hard because you go from being a star and the cameras are on you and everyone's talking about you and there's so much hype about you to then next season and we're on and
now these girls, we're talking about them. We care about them.
Nobody cares about you anymore, and it's, you know, your old news. And I know for me personally, I couldn't watch this season after me. The next two seasons after me, because I lived with Amber Mead, and Amber was like, oh, do you want to watch Bad Girls? And I was like, no. Like, I couldn't watch the seasons after me because it was so like, oh, I'm old news. I'm done, you know? And so I get it. It's like, it's weird. It's like a weird coming out stage. I mean, they even have a therapist who you talk to before the show, and then they catch up with you after the show to be like, hey, how are you doing now?
They didn't do that with us.
Oh, they didn't? Well, there must have been.
I would have benefited greatly from that, honestly. We had a therapist. Like, I would have totally, like, loved for them to give me that.
We only saw him once before, though, and once after, so it wasn't like a continual sessions with him.
Right.
Well, I got an idea for y'all, Bunim and Murray, so I ain't gonna say it here, because as we see on Love and Hip Hop, how that always works out, 3 weeks later, and there it is.
Did you give an idea?
Multiple.
What was it?
Multiple. But I have an idea, and it's to bring Bad Girls Club, but it would be a web show. But that's all I'm going to tell you. Wow. And it needs to be a web show for the reason that I think it should be. So, Bunim and Murray, what's up? We want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. I mean, all these seasons long, AfterBuzz appreciates you. We love you. We want to thank you guys, because not only this, out of all the AfterBuzz shows, you guys as the fans are the most consistent, the most talkative with this specific show, and we appreciate it, and we love you guys.
It's okay, Brother Ollie.
All right, make sure you guys hit me up at DJ Jesse J.
You can find me everywhere at Kristen Kelly TV. And I'm going to leave a comment underneath so you can go to my YouTube channel. Please subscribe.
So, yeah, you have a YouTube channel.
I do. You got a whole bunch of other stuff going on. Which is Kristen Kelly TV.
Beauty blog.
Woo. Yeah, and I also have a beauty blog, which is just all about... Which is all about beauty-related items. But you can find me everywhere at Kristen Kelly TV. Find me on Snapchat at Miss Chris Kelly. I'm on Snapchat every day. If you guys ever want to hit me up about advice, I get a lot of people about personal advice on a daily basis. And, you know, I love you guys so much. And thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. This might be my last show I do with AfterBuzz. So. I don't know. I mean...
It makes me so sad.
I know.
But that's fine. You'll see Kristen Kelly elsewhere.
Yeah, you can find me on social media, but this might be my last time.
Oh, you're so dramatic.
No, it really might be, because there might be some things happening in my future, so I might be...
No!
But I love you guys so much.
I love you guys. You can find me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer, and find me Thursdays on the Fire Island After Show.
Oh, you would be on that. Shit.
Yes, yes, yes. And as for me, you guys know where you can find me. Sorry, I'm not, you know, on my social media as much. I'm trying to finish college, okay?
You always doing live, though.
I'm always doing live. You got to cash me on live. How about that? Okay.
Hey, cash me on the live.
But you guys can find me at Back by Popular Demand. That's going to be with 2Ks, y'all. And I'll be revamping my YouTube. So be looking out for that, okay? The Realty with KC.
The Real Tea with KC?
Oh, no. The YouTube is just Bad Girl KC, actually. And go ahead and check me out on my Instagram. You can find out more information about my YouTube. I'm going to start posting stuff. Catch me on live.
Together.
I'm down. I'm totally down. You already know I'm down. And you can also find me on my Twitter, and that's also going to be my Snapchat. It's at Bad Girl KC.
Boom. And I'm
the original bad bitch from Compton. The only bad bitch from Compton. Remember that.
In that order. Boom. And I always am horrible at promoting myself, but I'm going to tell you all this. Black Hollywood Live.
You're too busy working. Jesse's always working.
If you want to see what I'm working on, Sundays, 4 p.m., Black Hollywood Live, reality check. But I'm doing something totally on my own, and you guys will be able to check it out on my YouTube channel. It's called Jesse's House. It's an original content web show that I'm creating, and these bitches all going to be on it, okay? So make sure you guys check it out. It'll be out in probably a month. But follow me at DJ Jesse J. Follow us at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Well, not until next time. Just bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Hasta luego. We'll be back.
Bye, bitches.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.